Okay, good morning everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Thursday, the 23rd of May now. Good morning everyone. The whole idea behind this session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. We had some very interesting developments yesterday, broadly due to the poster boy of this AI rally, where there is mass production of these AI chips that are likely to transform our everyday lives, seems to be still in full force with increasing demand, earnings coming in above expectation. And as a result, that micro development is having a bit of a macro impact on your global indices, for example. So we were able to preempt that particular move, get into certainly the NASDAQ a little bit earlier with this development in mind. We were sort of surprised about the upside within those earnings reports ourselves, and we'll have a look at that data now in just a second. So let's get straight into it. Then we'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning. And of course, we had Rishi Sunak announce the election for in the UK for July the 4th. So that's going to be sort of an interesting development. We're going to be experiencing a series of global elections, namely the UK economy on July the 4th, and in November as well. We'll be picking between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. So we've got, it's an interesting world for global economics at the minute. Okay, so just as a quick introduction then, all profitable traders need to be able to consider which markets to trade. Do you have some sort of methodology in place that allows you to narrow down your focus? There's a lot to choose from. You want to be hopefully looking at the right opportunities at the right time. Then you're looking at your trading strategy in terms of how you enter markets, where you exit, how you manage your overall exposure in these markets, how to manage each trade to a successful outcome, and trading psychology as well is all very important. So we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, willing to be patient whenever necessary. Okay, so let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So let's we'll do the data points. Monday, a series of bank holidays, not an awful lot happened. Tuesday was really preparing for probably Nvidia today. And that was certainly what the markets were broadly hesitant about, is whether this AI narrative and rally would continue. And the answer is categorically yes. Canadian inflation coming in below expectation in areas, and interesting to contrast the UK inflation story suggests that inflation is coming down quite significantly, but not as much as what the markets were expecting. So you have this mixed dynamic, really, with global inflation in different economies. So it seems like there's a slightly different, inflation's behaving slightly different in different economies. So we had the FOMC meeting minutes. This was always likely to be a little bit volatile, but by far the more important event for these markets was very likely to be NVIDIA, and that's the way it proved. The US dollar hovers near highest in a week after hawkish Fed minutes. So really, it's this concept of needing to stay patient, stay higher the longer. We had a series of these FOMC speakers as well. They've been out in force this week, and all reiterating the same, that we need to see what we need to see in order to start cutting rates. And we don't really have those dynamics just yet. Although the market has been, since last week's CPI numbers, it has been melting to the upside, even with that backdrop, which is, again, is quite an interesting dynamic. Now, we're positioning ourselves in that particular trade, and the most significant development for these markets, without a shadow of a doubt, has to be corporate earnings. And here we're talking about NVIDIA. So at the top of the pile, market cap in the region of 2.34 trillion, significantly bigger than it's the vast majority of companies out there. 2 years ago, we've never really heard of, it was a gaming chip company, and now it's just gone absolutely exponential. So this is the pathway over the last five earnings, and you can see how we keep exceeding expectations. That's the yellow line with each of these blue upward trending revenue numbers, and exactly the same narrative on the EPS, always exceeding those numbers. Now we were toying with the fact whether this market would still come in above expectations, because we were kind of projecting forward, and they may be on a forecast side, a bit of slowing maybe. We're jumping from $4 billion increments on the forecast to $2 billion increments in the forecast. It's very speculative. It's just an observation. That's all that really is. So could we expect a slowing? Well, yesterday's earnings said categorically no. Coming in, again, way above expectations, something to the tune of $1.5 billion increase in revenue on the forecast. Same with earnings per share, coming in significantly above. So demand is still very, very strong. What does that mean for the next earnings report? It looks on the surface as if that could be really quite strong as well. So our expectation were that these markets would react in a very positive manner to NVIDIA earnings, and that is exactly what's happened. So just before I show you the charts, we've got a high interest rate environment. The RBNZ kept rates at hold at 5.5. It seems to be let's pause and wait really to see inflation improve significantly more than what it has done. And in the meantime, this market is rallying off the back of this AI narrative. Today, we're going to get a bit of a breakdown in terms of manufacturing and services, PMI numbers. So are those sectors expanding or contracting? We get a little bit of a breakdown for the Eurozone, individual European countries, the Eurozone, the UK, and also the US as well. We get manufacturing services PMI numbers. Within here, we'll also get unemployment claims. So we'll have a discussion about that at lunchtime. And tomorrow, nothing of any major concern. It's by far the macro developments are completely in charge of these markets. But we'll see how these manufacturing and services numbers can impact prices. So let's start with where we're at. We're in a buy trade. We're going to mitigate risk on the trade going into Nvidia, so we're in a good position, and we have it's a continuous rally. Now, what's going to be really challenging for anybody is to be able to price in how this whole AI rally, how is it going to impact our everyday lives? How is it going to impact consumers? How is it going to improve productivity to such an extent? Everyone's lives will improve, and what impact will that have on employment numbers, for example? So I'm sure there'll be positives and negatives, and certainly the market is reacting in a profoundly positive manner to the AI narrative and development, and it's going to be really difficult to kind of gauge. We're going to get Nvidia price action later on today, and it's going to be difficult to gauge, you know, what sort of value do we put on this? If we're looking at the NASDAQ, we're already 18,870 is the current price in the NASDAQ. You know, would 20,000 be, I suppose, a realistic target with this dynamic? Could it be 22,000, 25,000, 35,000? Could it be 60,000? Now, I'm running away with myself because that will be a significant multiple of this. But how do we value this AI narrative? But for now, what we're seeing is increased earnings, increased demand for these AI chips. There's concern on the data side, data center side of this. You know, how do we facilitate, you know, the power generation needed to actually utilize these chips is a big worry or concern. So the technology within these chips need to improve considerably in order for it to be large scale adoption, which we look like we're very much on the way towards that. So further upside, it's all you can really expect off the back of five earnings ago. Revenue numbers for Nvidia were at 7 billion and now we're at 26 billion. So nearly a 19 billion US dollar increase, which is phenomenal. With capital continuing to pile into it. So further upside really expected across all the industry markets. That's maybe you could get value in something like a little bit of Dow Jones. A little bit of sideways movement actually across the Dow Jones, the German DAX and the Nikkei. We're still in this little bullish little range. Let's have a look at the yen while we're talking about it. There was signs that the dollar would probably strengthen yesterday against the yen, and it did. And we haven't made that much progress since, but that would represent a structural failure trade to the upside above the 156.78. So we had this little upward channel in the euro. Yesterday, we had a bit of strength in the dollar, so we'd expect this market to pull back into this support level. Now there could be an opportunity for a bit of a buying trade with this risk-on narrative. It's about selection, isn't it? So the euro dollar could be a decent buy trade. We've had a bit of a rally against the Swiss franc. The bias would definitely be to the upside in this market due to the interest rate differential, but we are getting a bit of a mixed bag for the dollar. So we're in this little short-term, little downside trend. Is this price action a bit of dollar weakness? We'll have to kind of wait and see. We're still in this trade to the upside. We had a good rally yesterday. We are still seeing higher highs and higher lows. So as soon as that dynamic starts to break down, we can perhaps consider getting out of it and see if this dollar weakness trade still stacks up. So bit of upside potential. This pullback yesterday into potential support. It's kind of where this market is at. We're trading above and below the monthly highs, which is a bit of a precarious position. Same situation. We rallied yesterday off the back of the RBNZ keeping rates at 5.5. We rolled over off the highs. Yesterday, we kind of ran into support levels, and now it looks like we're going to be seeing this opportunity for a bit of dollar weakness potentially is in the pipeline. We don't really like the price action in the yen, and it's more to do with BOJ intervention. Now, commodities is an interesting one. So yesterday, we were looking at, could we get a close below the 77.50? The answer is, in the end, yes. We've been able to make that progress. So yesterday we were kind of bouncing off that level many, many times. Now we're pulling back into that level. So the problem with this trade is our bias is very much to the downside, but we've seen quite a few rejections of these lows. And as a result, we're still a little bit patient with the trade. And I think that's probably the right decision. Really good, strong rollover. We were able to take profits on this high last week, towards the end of last week. We rallied a little bit higher, but then have rolled over to the downside. So if this market keeps rolling lower, we can look to buy at a slightly lower price. You could look at this as a double top, but it'd be a bit of a game changer below the 22.75. But for now, our bias would still be for the upside in gold. So equities, we're back to equities. So trade plan, quite straightforward. So nothing too difficult. Still in risk on melt up market phase due to better than expected NVIDIA earnings. So AI rally continues. Okay, so that's just a little bit of context, really. So again, we can expect further indices strength. Yeah, so it's just the crude oil trade, really. Bit of a question mark over that one. Our bias is definitely lower. Oh, crude oil inventories. That was the other, news event yesterday. Yeah, coming in positive. So that did contribute to the downside move. We did say if it was like two million barrels either way wouldn't be hugely impactful. Minus would be mildly positive potentially for if we're in minus territory and positive territory, we'd be in a slightly weaker position for crude oil. So it's kind of feeding into that narrative, and I suppose that was ultimately why we got the downside move. We are still in consolidation, so therein lies our hesitation, really, with that one. Okay, so I think what we'd like to put in here is so potential US dollar. Weakness, right? So it's kind of a risk on market dynamic, traditionally risk on, where capital's continuing to pile into the equities. We're already in the NASDAQ trade, and we can see maybe if we can get into something else to kind of add to it. We'd like to keep our options open with crude oil just for now. So So really, we can take this away. We were concerned about the UK inflation numbers, which came in actually above expectations. And we were concerned about NVIDIA earnings, which overnight we've seen strong rallies, and we're looking to see if we can position ourselves perhaps in those opportunities. Okay, so look, this is our trade plan then. It's more of a classic risk on sort of market dynamic, broadly speaking, due to this AI narrative. It seems to be overriding absolutely everything else. And as a result, we're looking for US indice strength. We're already in the NASDAQ trade. We'll see if we get an opportunity, perhaps in the S&P. And it's really looking to just go with this AI rally. That's all we're really doing, and sticking with it and trying to maximize our returns on the trade, which is performing really well so far. Okay, so we'll have a look at the Euro-Dollar markets, like the Euro-Dollar, maybe the Aussie, for some dollar weakness. And it's not so much Euro or Aussie strength. It is more to do with the dollar weakening. And let's see if we get that type of price action playing out, we'll probably pull the trigger on that sort of narrative. And I do appreciate we're already in a dollar CAD trade, which is in profit, but we want to be quite nimble with that trade. So we don't want to get too entrenched to any great extent. All righty, guys. Listen, on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We've hopefully got something to work with now today. See if we get some continuation in those markets. And yeah, hopefully we can finish this week quite strong as well. Good week last week. Decent week this week, and we're able to position ourselves in that sort of AI, NVIDIA earnings type narrative. So let's see if we can build on that again next week. Right, great stuff. On that note, I suppose that the traditional narratives can be just put to one side, really. It's just a strong melt-up with buy-only type dynamics. And although we'd be generally uncomfortable doing stuff like that, can't really avoid it to any great extent. Right, okay. So on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website, starting from just $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetradingroom.com and feel free to connect with us there through our Signal service. Great stuff. On that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. As always, guys, we'll switch rooms to our European live mentorship room. So if you want to join us for that, you're very welcome, and we'll see you shortly. Bye for now.